This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The Chinese authorities have announced mass coronavirus testing in Wuhan as unusually a wide series of COVID-19 outbreaks reached the city where the disease was first detected in late 2019. AP correspondent Charles A. Ledesma.
The provincial capital of 11 million people is the latest city to undergo city-wide testing in China. Three cases were confirmed in Wuhan on Monday, its first non-imported cases in more than a year. China has largely curbed COVID-19 at home after the initial outbreak had devastated Wuhan and spread globally. The current outbreaks are still in the hundreds of cases in total, but have spread much more widely than previous ones. Many of the cases have been identified as the highly contagious Delta variant. I'm Charles Diladesma.
The U.S. Monday finally reached President Joe Biden's goal of getting at least one COVID shot into 70% of American adults a month late and amid a fierce surge by the Delta variant that is swamping hospitals and leading to new mask rules and mandatory vaccinations. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports a number of cities and even a fast food chain are again requiring people to wear masks whether they've been vaccinated or not.
McDonald's says it will require customers and workers in high virus transmission areas to again wear masks inside some U.S. restaurants, regardless of vaccination status. The company didn't say how many of its 14,000 locations would be affected. Kansas City, Missouri, San Francisco, and the state of Louisiana are also bringing back mask mandates.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Germany will in September start to offer a booster shot against COVID-19 to vulnerable individuals such as pensioners and people with weak immune systems. That's according to the health ministers of the country's 16 states. The vaccination will be done using mRNA vaccines from Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, regardless of what was used previously. They also agreed to make vaccination available to all children aged 12 to 17. The decisions reflect concerns in Germany that the Delta variant, first discovered in India and which spreads faster, could force the country back into restrictions and lockdowns as Europe's largest economy nears a general election in September. Iran's supreme leader has officially endorsed his hardline protege as the nation's next president just 2 days ahead of the inauguration of Ibrahim Raisi. This comes at a sensitive time for Iran and the wider Middle East. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei advised Raisi to focus on improving the economy. Raisi assumes Iran's highest civilian position as the nation reels from U.S. sanctions that have devastated the economy, led to the crash of the Iranian rial, and hit ordinary Iranians hard. Doubts about a return to Tehran's tattered 2015 nuclear deal, which granted Iran sanctions relief in exchange for limits on its nuclear program, have dangled over the new administration. The Biden administration on Monday expanded its efforts to assist at-risk Afghan citizens flee Taliban violence as fighting intensifies ahead of the U.S. military pullout at the end of the month. State Department said it's widening the scope of Afghans eligible for a refugee status in the United States to include current and former employees of U.S.-based news organizations, U.S.-based aid and development agencies, and other relief groups that receive U.S. funding. A Belarusian activist who ran a group in Ukraine helping Belarusians fleeing from persecution has been found dead in the Ukrainian capital. Vitaly Shishtov, leader of the Kiev-based Belarusian House in Ukraine, was found hanged in one of the city's parks not far from his home, according to police. A murder probe has been launched, with police investigating a possible murder made to look like a suicide. In Belarus, in recent weeks, authorities have ramped up a pressure against non-governmental organizations and independent media. The number of children traveling alone who were picked up at the Mexican border by U.S. immigration authorities likely hit an all-time high in July, and the number of people who came in families likely reached its second highest total on record, according to U.S. officials on Monday. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.